A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. This word came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Rise up, be off to the potter's house. There I will give you my message. I went down to the potter's house, and there he was working at the wheel. Whenever the object of clay which he was making turned out badly in his hand, he tried again, making of the clay another object of whatever sort he pleased. Then the word of the Lord came to me, Can I not do to you, house of Israel, as this potter has done, says the Lord? Indeed, like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, house of Israel. The word of the Lord. How often in our lives, when we make mistakes, when we mess up, when we sin, do we look at ourselves and say, there's no hope for me. There's no way I will ever be good enough. There's no way I will ever be perfect. I am a ruined pot. There's nothing good in myself. Yes, this false sense of self can creep into our lives quite often, especially when we find ourselves returning to sinful behaviors that we've tried to shake for so long. But as our reading from Jeremiah reminds us, this is not how God works. St. Thomas Aquinas famously said that grace perfects nature, that grace builds upon nature. And I think that this is exactly what it means for us, the modern-day house of Israel, to be clay in the hands of God. You see, we have within us the ability to be something beautiful, to be something good and perfect. However, it's up to us to let God form that into us. This is no easy task. It's the task of letting go of what I think is right and letting God creep in, letting God work the clay that is my life, applying forms to it, turning it into something beautiful. It's up to me to be passive, to be receptive to God, to ultimately trust in His plan. What does this require? It requires me to let go of my own. Now, this process is often difficult. Sometimes it's more difficult than just loathing in my self-depreciation, in my self-despair. However, when I do submit to this process, I have the ability to be something beautiful. I give God the permission to enter into my life, to transform it, and to let His beauty shine through me.